A minister of state at the presidency in charge of financial and allied institutions with equity says the oversubscription of the country's Eurobond is a clear indication of confidence investors have in the country's economy. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News last night, Mr. Kwete said government is committed to ensuring that the money benefits all Ghanaians.
Very few countries, okay, in sub-Saharan Africa, are able to go to the international financial market and raise the quantum of money. Ghana has just privileged to have been able to raise. The last time we went, that was in 2007, we were able to raise $750 million. And at the time, the coupon rate, as you just rightly stated, was higher. That was at 8.5. And so the fact that we actually raising not just even higher than that, but actually relatively the coupon rate lower than what it was, should show clearly that there is even much greater confidence in our economy now than we had. So that must be very wonderful for the people of Ghana.
But then when you say that the coupon rate will be paid semi-annually, well, what does it mean?
It simply means that, you know, ordinarily, if you borrow money, let's say, from the bank, you are expected to pay interest rate on the money you borrow. And this interest rate is computed on, let's say, on a yearly basis. Let's say, for example, the bank expects that, for example, after 1 year, you'll pay your principal plus a certain level of it. Now, because this one, the final principal payment is supposed to come at the end of things, but we are supposed to honor the interest twice. So, for instance, if, let's say, we are supposed to pay every year, let's just assume, every year we are supposed to pay, let's say, $10 million.
Fifi Kwete is the Minister of State at the Presidency in charge of financial and allied institutions.
Meanwhile, a member of the Finance Committee of Parliament, Kweku Kwarteng, has cautioned government to ensure prudent use of the money acquired through the oversubscription of the Eurobond.
Government would need to invest this money that the return on it would justify the rate at which we have secured this money. Those are the lessons to learn. But I think government ought to appreciate the case that critics have made all along, that the deterioration in our macroeconomic indicators, the escalating debt, the over expenditures of government is now beginning to hurt our international economic image.
But then are there any downsides to this Eurobond, or you think Ghana stands to benefit at 10 years maturity rate?
Well, whether or not you benefit depends on the use to which you put it. If government could so use this money so that the return on it would be greater in monetary terms or in quantitative terms than the 7.8%, that would be good. And that is where the focus should be. If we're going to spend the money planting trees and guinea fowls, then we should not have taken it through at all.
A member of the Finance Committee of Parliament, Kweku Kwarteng.